السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is سورة يونس chapter 10 verse 57 and 58. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The translation of 57, O mankind, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, a universal call for all the humanity. O mankind, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. There has come unto you an exhortation, مَوْعِظَة. Four things. The Holy Quran speaks about four things here. The Holy Quran has, in this particular verse, has four characters. This is how we describe the Holy Quran. Number one, مَوْعِظَةٌ. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Exhortation from your Lord. What is the مَوْعِظَة? The مَوْعِظَة has been interpreted as كل نصح وإرشاد يترك في المخاطب أثرا طيبا. Every kind of advice, this is the meaning of موعظة. موعظة is every kind of advice that leaves a positive impact on the listener. Positive impact. When you leave a positive impact on the listener, this is called maw'idha, exhortation or an advice. يُخَوِّفُهُ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيُرَغِّبُهُ فِي الصَّالِحَاتِ. Why do we do maw'idha? For two main purposes. The first purpose is to deter us from committing evil, to discourage people from committing evil. Let's say someone wants to do an evil act, like the one who did tonight in France, in Nice, and he killed, murdered 77 people who were innocent civilians. They came to see the fireworks of the Independence Day, and he thinks that he's doing something good. Allah says, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ الصُّنْعَ. Those misguided, they think they are doing something good, but in fact, they are damaging, killing themselves and killing scores and scores of innocents. They come on the day of judgment, they see their file full of murder, full of blood on their hands. He killed himself, he was killed by the police. Definitely this boy goes to Jahannam. No question about it, definitely. Because Allah says, if you kill a single soul, innocent person, you go to Jahannam, let alone 77. So he lost himself and he lost 77, at least 77 lives. Many others are wounded tonight. And the biggest, what is more than killing, is the image of Islam, which is deteriorating day by day, hour by hour. He did damage to his religion. Not just he killed himself, he killed his religion. God is going to question him tomorrow. Definitely, God now is questioning him. Now, right now. So maw'idah, what it does, it deters people from doing bad. And on the other hand, وَيُرَغِّبُهُ فِي الصَّالِحَاتِ, also encourages people to do good. They go parallel. The deterrence from doing bad and encouragement of doing good. This is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. To bid for goodness and forbid evil. Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. We have this. It's one of the fundamentals of our religion. But many people don't do that. They don't do it. They don't encourage goodness. They don't discourage evil. We have to do this. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, وَلَا تَتْرُكُ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ فَيُوَلَّى عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. When you quit, you don't promote and encourage goodness. And when you do not discourage evil, the bad people are going to control you. Your leaders are going to be bad. Your leaders are going to be bad. And this is very true. Look at the Muslim countries today. Their leaders are good or bad? You tell me. So, and then even the good ones are going to pray, oh God, save me. God says no. Because you abandoned al-amr bil-ma'ruf wal-nahi anil-munkar. You did not promote goodness. When you don't promote goodness, and when you do not try to stop evil with your means, then your prayers are not going to be accepted by God. So the first character of the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And the maw'idah, everybody needs maw'idah, my friends. Everybody needs. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, lucky is the person who admonishes his own self every night. He's very lucky. Who's aware, who becomes aware of his faults, his errors, his mishaps. And then he himself admonishes himself. He says to himself, why did I do this today? Why did I say this today? I had many other choices to say something else. If I control my anger, I can say something else. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Allah says at the time of conflict and frustration and when you are angry, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنًا. Control your anger so you can say something better, something good. When you get angry, the response, today I tweeted this, that the best response is not the most powerful answer, is the most appropriate answer. Not the most powerful, the most appropriate. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنًا. You have choices right in front of you. Don't take the worst choice. Go to the best choice. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنًا. This is the law that Muslims abandoned. They don't use the best choice, they use the worst one, the bad one. So, maw'idah, we need maw'idah. We need people to advise us. And your best friend, not the one who takes you to restaurants or to Starbucks. The best friend is the one who provides you with maw'idah, exhortation, with good exhortation, good wa'ad. And two important characters has to be found in someone who does wa'ad. Number one, he should be an honest person. He should believe in what he says. He should practice what he says. Some people do not believe. Some people memorize something. They don't believe in it. If you don't believe in it, don't pass it to others. They are not going to listen to you. You are not going to be effective. If you want to be effective with your community, with your children, with your family, with your friends, then you must believe in what you say. You must believe. You must practice it yourself. This is number one. To believe. And number two, mutta'if. Wa'idun mutta'if. Wa'idun mutta'if. He advises himself first. But if he's wa'id, who does not follow what he says, his work would be in vain. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةً. The first task of this book is مَوْعِظَةً. We need مَوْعِظَةً. We need someone to tell us what is good and what is bad. We need someone to monitor us. And this book can monitor us. You can expose yourself to this book and you find the right answer here. This is a book of مَوْعِظَةً. This is not a book of science to tell you, you know, something about the universe, although there are, but you don't expect from this book. The first task of this book is to advise. We need mawa'idha, admonishment. We need mawa'idha. You need to get a friend, good friend, wise friend, religious, pious, to tell him, عِظْنِي. The Prophet, when Jibreel descends upon him, he says, Ya Jibreel, عِظْنِي. The Prophet is better than Jibreel. Definitely is better than Jibreel. You know why? Because the Prophet had the choice to commit a sin. Jibreel does not have that choice. Doesn't have a choice. He cannot commit a sin. Jibreel cannot commit a sin because he has no choice. While the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has the choice. And he does not commit the sin out of willingness. He does not commit a sin. So he's much better than Jibreel. But yet, when Jibreel arrives, he says to him, Ya Jibreel, عِظْنِي. Remind me, tell me, advise me. We have to be humble. Those arrogant, those who do not accept maw'idha are arrogant. How do you know someone is arrogant and the other is humble? This is the test. If someone accepts the maw'idha and he thanks you for it, and he says, thank you very much. I didn't pay attention to this. I didn't know. I was ghafil. Then he's humble. If he rejects you, if he becomes frustrated and angry at you, and he repels you, he's arrogant. He's arrogant. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. This is the first. The second character of the Holy Quran was شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Shifa. And cure for that which lies within your breasts. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What happens in your breasts here, in your chest? What happens? Sometimes you cough. You go to the doctor, he tells you, unfortunately, you have bronchitis. So you have to be on medication. Easy, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know. But sometimes it's not, oh, doctor, it's not bronchitis. It's something more dangerous. It's jealousy. Jealousy cannot send you to the pharmacy, unfortunately. Because sometimes the doctor himself is jealous. So he cannot provide you with the cure. Sometimes it's hate. Another disease is hate. Sometimes it's anger. Sometimes it is hypocrisy. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, use this book as a medicine. This is what he says in Nahj al-Balagha. فَاسْتَشْفُوهُ مِنْ أَدْوَائِكُمْ. Use this book as a medicine for your diseases. For this book, فَإِنَّهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ مِّنْ أَكْبَرِ الدَّاءِ. There is a cure from the biggest disease in this book. What is the biggest disease, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? He says, وَهُوَ الْكُفْرُ وَالنِّفَاقُ. وَهُوَ الْكُفْرُ وَالنِّفَاقُ. The biggest disease is disbelief, rejection of God, and hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is what? Is when you pretend you are something while you are not that person. We pretend I am faithful, I am religious, but I am not. This is hypocrisy. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. When I expect people to be good to me while I'm bad to them. When I expect people to tell me the truth while I tell them lies. When I expect people to be honest with me, but I am dishonest with them. This is hypocrisy. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, use this book to cure what is here in you. لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in your breast? What is in my breast? The heart. The heart, the soul. The soul has a defect. So use this book to cure it. Use the reflection of this book. When you reflect, when you love the book and you reflect, and you say, I'm going to practice this verse. One of them I just mentioned. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Do not repel evil with evil. Do not repel violence with violence. Do not repel anger with anger. Don't. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي. Allah says, the good deed and the equal deed are not equal. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Be a bigger person. Be more responsible. Be an adult. Be mature. Don't use what people use against you. Don't use the same thing. Don't use the same rhetoric. Do not use the same methods, the same approach. Elevate yourself. Go higher. Go higher. Sometimes you are in the airplane and there is turbulence. And the pilot speaks from his cockpit. What does he say? If you pay attention to him, he says, I'm going to go 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet to escape the turbulence. We have to do the same. Sometimes we have to go higher. Higher, not physically higher, spiritually, morally higher, to escape the turbulence. The turbulence. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامُ. But if you want to pay attention to what this person said to you, what that person said to you, people say many things. Each one speaks of his own perspective. One day, Isa alayhi salam was walking with his disciples. Someone approached him and he said, he slandered him. 1 minute later, a man came to him and he commended him. He said something good to him. So the disciples, they said, Ya Ruhallah, ma hadha? What do we see? One of them, he condemns you, he slanders you. Another minute, someone else comes and he says some good things to you. You know what he said? He said, كُلٌّ يُنفِقُ مِمَّا عِنْدَهُ. Allahu Akbar. Everyone draws from his own background, from his own resources. What does it mean? It means everyone is using his own background. The one who told me something good, his family is good. His tarbiyah is good. His environment is good. His mother is good. And the one who slandered me, go back and check on his mother and his family and his background. People are different in the society. You know why they are different? Not because the food that they eat is different. Not the air that they breathe is different. The air is the same, the soil is the same, the water is the same. But the tarbiyah is different. The mothers are different. Mothers are different. I know some children, they never use a profanity. Never ever. They don't even know it. Why? Because when you go to their homes, you look at the mother, an honorable mother. Honorable mother. And on the contrary, you see kids using always profanity. Why? Because they come from broken family. Broken marriage, broken family, broken relationship. Allah says, this is a verse in the Quran. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهُ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. A country, an environment that is good, produces something good. An environment that is corrupt and evil and there is cheating and dishonesty and lies and hypocrisy of course, does not produce something good. So you have to choose your own environment. You have to make your family stronger and healthier. You have to be a role model inside the family. You as a mother, you as a father, you as a son, protect your family. Because these things, they have consequences. They have consequences. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَهُدًى. Also this book, the third character. So the first character of this book, exhortation, مَوْعِدًا. The second, shifa, healing. Healing for these diseases. When you spend time with this book, you find healing. And when you spend time with the music, also, you find disturbance. The other day, we were stuck on the freeway for 2 hours. Freeway 5 was shut down because of a deadly incident. It was past midnight. I was coming back from San Diego. For 2 hours, we were on the freeway. 2 hours. There was a vehicle next to us that played very disturbing and loud music. Believe me, that I could not tolerate for 30 seconds. My ears, my brain could. I don't know how this guy can tolerate that. 2 hours he's playing loudly. Boom, 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 boom. Is he a human being? Where is his brain? It would affect his hearing. It would affect his brain, definitely. But he enjoys that. I does not enjoy. I do not enjoy. Maybe something wrong with me. Maybe. I don't know. But what I know is that when you read this book, you fall in love with it, this book can change you. This book can provide you with security. This book can provide you with peace of mind. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. When you read this book with sincerity, with an intention to transform yourself. Sometimes in Ramadan we read the book, but we don't even know what we read. But when you read it with intention that this book would change me, definitely will change. Wahudan. Wahudan, the third character, Wahudan, guidance. This book is also a blueprint, a roadmap for us. Today when you travel, you need a map to see your route, to explore your route, so you don't go into the wrong direction. This book, if you read it, and you follow it, you don't go into the wrong direction. It leads you into the right direction. Salat al-Mustaqim. This is a blueprint. We need this book. We need it in the family. We need it in the business. The way we do business. The way we treat our parents, our neighbors, our enemies. The way we raise children. It's all in this book. The akhlaq. Book of akhlaq, book of nurturance. Read this book. One of the most powerful chapters of this book is Surah Luqman. When you have time, read it and reflect on Surah Luqman. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشَّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ. Reflect. Get a good translation. Nowadays we have some good English translation. And read it. It would infuses you with power, with strength, with optimism, with a vision in this life, with hope. وَهِدَايَةً وَهُدًى. And then وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. رَحْمَةٌ. But Allah says, not for all my blessing. For those who believe in me and in my book. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Sometimes someone reads the book not to explore the book, not to understand it. Culturally, let's see what he says. But when you read it and when you follow it, definitely you're going to receive God's mercy. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we need God's mercy today. وَلَوْلَا رَحْمَتُكَ لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. The dua says, if it wasn't your mercy upon me, I would have perished a long time ago. I was with a friend tonight. Many of you know him. Very sincere. A person with ikhlas. That's all I can say about him. He has ikhlas. He served his community for 30 nights. Yesterday at 3 p.m., God saved his life from a very deadly accident on 57. His car rolled over three times on the freeway. Three times. I saw the picture of his car. I said to him, listen, Allah protected you and bestowed his rahmah on you because you are a sincere person. Otherwise, you should have gone. Allah gave him a new life yesterday. Rahmah, Allah says, when you do good, I'll protect you. Don't worry. I'll protect you. If you do good, I'll safeguard you. I'll walk in front of you, behind you, on your right, on your left. I'll protect you. Rahmatun lil mu'mineen. For those who are true believers. But if people do not believe in the Quran, and they make fun of the Quran, and they don't respect the Quran, the book is not going to be mercy for them. Rahmah. And then Allah says, and I conclude here, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah says, say to them, Ya Rasulallah, in the bounty of their Lord and His mercy, let them rejoice. It's better than that which they amass. Some people, they rejoice their knowledge. He says, I have knowledge. I have a university degree. I am this, I am that. Others, they rejoice in their fame. I'm famous, I'm a celebrity. Others, they rejoice in their wealth. I have money, I don't need anyone. Allah says, leave these things behind. Leave them aside. Rejoice in God and the Holy Quran and the Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam. For they are the real wealth. Not your knowledge, not your celebrity, not your wealth, not your position, not your power. It is those. Allah, the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt, and the Holy Quran. فَبِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. إن شاء الله, you either yourself you come or you send the future leaders, the young generation, those who are, you know, 18 and 19 and above, to this 17th annual summer youth retreat this year, which is less than a month from now. It's in August 11th through 14th in Ocean Pine. Ocean Pine, a nice area in Cambria, 4 hours north of LA. So take one of these at the door and encourage your loved ones to come and learn and enjoy the Islamic and moral environment that we have. Join me in reciting Amman Yujib for many people, including our dearest Haj Samir Amiri. We do dua for him. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman Yujib al-Muttar إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. أمن يجيب المضطر 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 إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المريض المنظور. اللهم ألبسه ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.